And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now we should be joined on the line by Dr. Ciara McIntyre-Integrard. I cannot pronounce your surname. I'm really sorry, Ciara.
No problem at all.
I'm saying it all different ways. You pronounce it there for me again.
It's McIntyre.
McIntyre. Is that a Scottish name?
It was originally, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you're very welcome and thanks for talking to us this morning. You're a psychologist with Perspectives Ireland, and you're going to talk a little bit about, I suppose, protecting our mental health as COVID restrictions lift, because we've seen in many countries with the COVID restrictions kind of lifting before here in Ireland, mental health experts are noticing an emerging phenomenon of anxiety after about life after lockdown. So what can you say to us here today in Ireland?
Yeah, well, you know, we're after having almost 5 months of level five restrictions. So the prospect of normal life returning can be very overwhelming for a lot of people. So this is why, you know, we're sort of in this transition period now before the restrictions are lifted. And we know in psychology that transition periods are really critical to adjustment and to well-being. So we're advising people to be proactive at this transition point about our mental health before we begin our lives again. So we're just kind of suggesting that we use this transition period to reflect on what really matters to us so that we can navigate these upcoming changes.
Yeah. Now, I know, like a lot of people, when we started, you know, at this at the beginning, going back over a year ago, and we kind of, you know, we had to adapt. We had to kind of get into that, you know, living under these rules and I suppose been safe and with the family and in our bubble and all that. And some people kind of have felt, have made a life, kind of been comfortable with that. So to kind of say, okay, we're okay now to go out, it probably would bring that anxiety in people, think, oh, well, am I going to be safe enough? You know, am I doing the right thing? It is kind of challenging and fearful.
It is, absolutely. And not only because of the fear of the virus still being out there, but also because of, you know, our own personal adjustments that we've had to make over the last year. We've really learned to pull ourselves back into a very small bubble of people and a small number of things that we actually do for recreation and for pleasure, for all those other things. So that's why we would say, before we begin again, just to ask you to stop and to pause. So before the restrictions lift, to kind of look around you and reflect on all the things that seem really important to you right now. Like, for example, what did you learn about yourself during the lockdown? Were there aspects of the lockdown that you really liked? A lot of people only talk about the things they didn't like, but a lot of people found it very comfortable and very nice to live a smaller life. Or what was it that you missed most about normal life? So if you use the time to sort of reflect on those things now, once normal life resumes, you just won't have time to think about them. So if you do it now, then, you know, it'll give you a chance to think about, okay, what is it in my life that really matters before I begin that kind of rat race again? Because once we start going back into the office and, you know, all those other things, it's very easy to slip back into old routines if we don't reflect on, okay, where am I at? What do I really want in my life right now? And how do I go about doing that?
I see a lot. I mean, I have three daughters, two teenagers and one in their 20s. And all I can hear from them is, oh, can't wait to get back to going to festivals, to, you know, living a life again. And I do feel very sorry for them. And, you know, they're young. And one of my daughters was only 17. Now she's 19, still going through lockdown, you know, and she hasn't had her graduation. She hasn't had her jobs. She hasn't had her first legal alcohol drink out somewhere. Even apart from all that, you know, it's like, I feel they're all just going to bundle everything in together and try to do as much as they can. So really, probably what you're saying is take a step back and do the most important things that is important to you, because it can just be too overwhelming, really. You know, I have to see that person. I'm going out here. I'm going to be meeting up with so many people. You know, and it's just trying to, I suppose, get everything that you've missed out on over the last year.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can see the urge to go and do that. But, you know, people will feel very tired after not having done so much in a long time to start doing everything again. And that's just the physical side of things. And psychologically, you know, we've really slowed down and pulled back. So to add an awful lot of things into our lives, you know, it would be risky, because we could just get burnt out very quickly, even by doing things that we feel we really want to do. But I think part of that is setting boundaries for the things that really matter to you and saying no to the things that maybe don't anymore or seem less important to you, and sort of slowly add those things back into your life, you know, week by week, maybe doing one thing with somebody that you really want to see or a thing that you really want to do. So before your diary starts to fill up, maybe just, you know, ask yourself, right, what do I want to fill it with? And importantly as well, during the lockdown, we were able to create a lot of time and space for ourselves. And it's something as human beings we don't do very well, but the lockdown sort of forced us into doing it. So, you know, set boundaries and protect that me time that we've built up. You know, me time is so important to mental health and well-being. So, you know, put that in the diary too and say no to the things that seem less important to you.
Yeah, true. And I suppose as well, a lot of people have kind of coped in their kind of cocoon and making a safe haven to live in. And, you know, I suppose coming back out, that can cause a lot of anxiety, even stepping outside the door again. I know my own mother is in her 80s and she's very fearful to even go outside the door now, even though she's been vaccinated and she has her 2 vaccinations. She's still, you can see the nervousness of kind of been in that kind of safe place for over a year now to kind of face in the world again.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we see that in a lot of our clients as well. And one thing that we often do with our clients and, you know, in occupational clients that we work with is what's called graded exposure. So if we have a big adjustment period coming up or an adjustment that, you know, somebody has to do, then we would suggest making a list of the new things that will be added into the routine, whether it's just going to the shops, you know, having to get dressed and go to the office, you know, getting up, making lunches, whatever it is that the new routine will come in. And even for your mum, going for a walk, perhaps down the street, you know, just start one thing at a time, one small step, whether it's just, you know, walking outside the door, or whether it's getting dressed that morning, getting up a little bit earlier. Whereas if we do it all one thing at a time, or, you know, everything at once, then it will feel very, very overwhelming. So with graded exposure, it just adds in one thing at a time, and then we can deal with anything that shows up or any anxieties or overwhelm that comes with that single step. And then, you know, the small steps won't feel as big when we actually have to do them.
Yeah, I suppose it is, you know, been in so long kind of in this way of living, and some people say it's made them feel more relaxed and they've kind of took a step back and kind of, you know, looked at their life and where they were going wrong and how much stress they were under, really, because a lot of people I've been speaking to now are saying, you know, they're not going to go back to the office, like they're going to be working from home now for good. That's going to be their way of life. And they have to change their whole way of life. But they've been doing this for the year and they think it's kind of okay now. They're getting used to it. Whereas before they were on a packed bus and, you know, going into town and heavy traffic and, you know, being with a lot of people. But from now on, some people's lives are going to stay the way it has been through work. You know, they're not going to go back into work. But people who have to go back on that packed bus and, you know, they will probably feel anxious. So step by step, as you said, just put the most important things, what you should be doing first. But for people who are saying, I'm back in work next week now and that's it. Back to the 9 to 5 on the buses and I can't cope. I can't go down that road of binning all that again. What would you say to them?
I would say start today preparing for it using that kind of, you know, that technique that I just talked about, the graded exposure. Like tomorrow morning, you know, set the alarm for the time that you'd have to get up, even get dressed tomorrow morning, knowing you don't have to get into the office, but at least it's one thing that you've already started so that there isn't this kind of, you know, the dread building up as much because you've already started that new routine. Of course, each step will be have its own difficulties, but at least it's not all at once and it feels less big and overwhelming.
True. And I suppose the whole thing is, as you said, getting dressed because a lot of people have been working from home, maybe just in their pajamas and just kind of not putting makeup on, washing their hair, or, you know, just kind of getting comfortable in your own skin and getting kind of a little bit into that habit of just lazing a little bit. So maybe it's, you know, as I said, get ready now before next Monday and, you know, get into some sort of routine. And tell us a little bit about Perspectives Ireland. When was it set up and what exactly do you do, or do you help, how you help people?
Yeah, well, Perspectives Ireland, we recently started up Perspectives in last October. So it's primarily a training company that we use to kind of teach people, you know, tangible ways of dealing with mental health. And, you know, we would work with organizations and individual clients as well. So we try to, you know, bring mental health and bring it to people in a way that's, you know, understandable for you and can try and help you live a full life. Because a lot of people don't really have time, for example, to go to individual therapy once a week. So we try to arrange events that can, you know, help people learn a little bit more about themselves.
Like, is that, would you go around companies or workplaces and do this for like groups of people?
Yes, yeah, we do, absolutely. We can tailor events to any need.
Great. And as we know, I'm sure every year I do something about mental health because May is usually Mental Health Awareness Month. Now I know,
yeah.
I presume it's still going with sea change. We just haven't done much this year as the times we're in and that. But it is time to, like, this month is dedicated to mental health. So do look out. It's very important. Have you noticed a rise? Would you get, like, people ringing your organisation, like, on a one-to-one basis, or is it mainly you deal with groups?
We don't have many one-to-one clients at the moment because we really are focusing on the groups. But we do, from some clients that we do have, we do see at this point, yes, there is this, you know, big resurgence in anxieties, for example, social anxieties and things like that. But like I said, because it's this critical adjustment period, we would see that. And just to remind people that it's completely normal to be feeling at the moment. Everybody has been through this year together, and you know, it's not an irrational feeling to have that at the moment. It's completely normal.
Yeah. And what if this company's listening today and they are opening up again next week and they're bringing their employees back and maybe they are a bit concerned of how they're going to adjust? Would you give out your details so they can ring and maybe book an appointment with you?
Absolutely, yes. So you can reach us on perspectivesireland.ie and you can contact us through the website there. So we'll certainly be there if anybody wants to get in touch.
Which is a great idea because, as you said, it's big change. We've been in this cocoon for over a year and kind of a little safety net, but it's time hopefully to get back out to the big world and start living our lives again. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning, Ciara, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Ciara, Dr. Ciara. I'm not even going to try pronounce the surname Mac and Taggart. Oh yeah, it's not too bad. Speaking to us there from Perspective Ireland, and you know, it's going to be quite hard for some people to get back into the day to day living, get back out into the crowds, and you know, start living the way we used to over a year and a half ago. So it can be quite daunting, and especially if you suffer with anxiety and the whole fear of going out and getting back into the routine, getting back on a packed bus, going back into work, it can be quite challenging. And as May is Mental Health Awareness Month, you know, there is plenty of organisations you can ring, or you can go on to perspectivesireland.ie if you are a company and you want to help your employees to adjust to coming back into work. So thank you there to Dr. Ciara.